Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
It was burned in my brain the first time I saw our experience blank. 206-803-ROCK.
A couple of quick texts here. We're talking to the guy who saw his sister's boobs on the phone. Mm-hmm. Says, my wife's brother has the same name as me. She accidentally sent him a boob pic by mistake. I'm sure he loved that. Someone else says, I was a new student, so my mom and I got to meet the new third grade teacher one-on-one. This goes back to being a kid and not having seen something before. Well, I noticed that she had some hair on her upper lip. I could not stop staring. As soon as I got out of the classroom, I said, Mom, that lady had a mustache. So she had to explain that body hair there happens. But I'm saying, never forgot that. That is true. The first time I saw a woman with a mustache. But you know who that woman was? My grandmother. That is right.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a relative. Then I realized on that particular side of the family, mustache is not that uncommon. Same thing with the skin tags. I didn't know this. I had heard of her, but I'd never met her. So I'm maybe 8 years old. I'd been outside playing at a cousin's house.
Most people have skin tags, though.
And I understand that, but like it was almost like her whole neck. Okay, but I had never seen one before. So me and my cousins get back to their house, and this particular aunt had since arrived. So she was in the kitchen. We come running up the stairs. We're excited to meet her. Heard nothing but good things. And she's giving everyone a kiss, and I'm like third in line to get a kiss, man. But as I'm standing there, I realize I don't know what skin tags are. I don't understand what's going on with her neck. And the last thing I wanted to do was get a kiss from her. She seemed very nice, but I'm like, oh my God, what am I? But doesn't matter, you know, big black woman, man. She just grips me up, gives me a kiss, gives me sugar, as it were. But I remember she gave me this big wet ass kiss on the cheek, like part of her neck where the skin tags were, like I could feel it brush me. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't know what this is, and I knew you can't say anything,
right.
Whatever.
But the reason the granddad doesn't have any, he's probably shaved them all off.
They probably shaved them off. Right. But on the car ride home, I asked my mother, I'm like, what was on her neck? She's like, they're skin tags. So let her go, like, no, I've never seen one as a skin tag. So my mother had to explain what a skin tag is. To this day, skin tags themselves don't skeeve me out, but every time I picture this woman and her neck, I cannot explain it, man. I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah,
no.
And right. And there's older people in your family. Like, I don't know how this woman is related to us, but she had one of her breasts removed because of cancer.
Sure.
But same thing as a kid. It was just,
you can't wrap your head around this.
Right, and she wasn't a small woman, so it was very noticeable.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
I will also say, another older relative, and to this day, it's burned into my head. She put mayonnaise on her hot dog bun.
Oh!
On a hot dog bun?
And then put hot dog on there. I mean, like, I could call my mother during the break and go, hey, who was the woman that would always put mayonnaise on her hot dogs when we were kids? And she'd be like, that was your great-great aunt.
She'll know immediately, right?
Yeah.
It was burned into my brain the first time I saw or experienced blank. 206-803-ROCK.
It still bugs me.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and oars.
Liquor and oars.
So, I was really young. It's just my brother and I were home. And we have these 14 steps that go to the basement where all the boys' rooms were. And I'm on my buttocks, just going real slow, making sure no sound happens, because each step squeaks. I jumped around the corner, and my brother's got his pants around his ankles, up in the air, coaxing our Boston Terrier into licking his rear end.
Oh, how old was your brother?
Teenage years. I never told anybody, because who's going to believe a kid?
Did your brother know that you caught him doing this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he ran up to me, you know, so quick. Don't tell nobody. Who's going to believe me? I tell it now, but not when I was younger.
Now, will you tell the story in your brother's presence, like right now?
Oh, yeah, I would, but we don't really talk anymore.
You don't talk to your brother? Why not?
He just went down the wrong road.
All right.
Wait, the guy who's letting the dog lick his ass went down the wrong road.
The dog butt licking road?
He went down the wrong road. You don't say. Man. Okay.
He chose the wrong path in life.
I see.
And how old were you when you saw this?
I must have been, gosh, 9, 10.
That will definitely be burned in your brain. What are you doing?
Yeah, just what that's not I don't right. understand it, but I know it's not right.
It was burned into my brain the first time I saw or experienced blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how we doing?
Hola. So what did you see that's burned?
It's an interesting story. When I turned 16, I got a job, so I no longer had to go camping with my parents. So my sister and my brother and myself, we're all at home alone and doing our own stuff, and it was getting close to dinner time. And I go flying into my sister's room to ask her what's for dinner, and I open the door and she's naked. He's clothed, but he's chowing down.
Okay.
All right. And this was her boyfriend, I guess?
It's her husband now, yeah.
All right, okay. Well, yeah.
And did they notice you when you showed up there?
Oh, yeah. I looked and I go, I just closed the door, and that was it. I ran downstairs out of the house, and that's something I'll never forget.
Right. Well, man, you'll shut that door very quickly.
I guess he wasn't hungry anymore.
Yeah.
Her and I talked about it, and I said, man, I'm sorry. I had no idea that was, I wouldn't have been in there if I knew what was going on. But
I don't think you
really
have to explain that part. Right, yes, I don't think you need to explain that I would have not watched him do that on you had I known that's what he was doing.
Yeah, your parents are one thing, but your siblings, even though you're closer sometimes to your siblings, that's something else altogether. I've never had that experience before.
I haven't either, so I don't know.
I've had friends that have had that experience.
Sure.
And they have relayed to me how it's just, it's awful. It's awful.
Worse than the parents?
Well, your parents are having sex. At least.
No, I know they have had sex.
Right. But, typically you could hear them in my house.
Really?
You knew when they were throwing down.
I think my parents went other places. I know one time, I remember the moment, but I did not recognize what was going on. And they had said they were going to do something. And my brother and I didn't care. We were probably like 13 and 8. So we're like, yeah, okay. They were gone for about an hour. I remember them walking back into the house, checking on us. Me and my brother were like, we're fine, whatever, no big deal. Years later, my mother said, I can't remember what went down, but she goes, on that particular night, you guys didn't know this. We were out in the garage having sex in the Volkswagen van.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And obviously they didn't want us to know. So who knows how loud they were? I don't know. But she said, when your father and I came down to check on you guys, she said, I went into a cold sweat. And she goes, neither of you guys noticed, but his shirt was on inside out. But neither of you guys, it's like such an obvious thing. I'm like, dude, I don't remember, and I'm glad I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to know that.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themen's room. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now. Here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, as the head chef, nobody's ever accused me of being a doctor, even though some people in here have played them on TV.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Some health advice you shouldn't follow. The New York Times, they talked to leading health experts and just asked them to name the top myths they're sick of hearing. Do you have any health myths that you think will show up on this list?
Health myth, as far as...
I think it's going to be stuff, and I'm guessing. Carrots help your eyesight.
Oh, is it that kind of thing?
You know what? I'll give you the first one. All right? Fresh fruit is healthier than frozen.
Okay, that's what I've always heard.
Flash frozen is... It kind of keeps all the nutrients in.
Sure, sure.
So they're just saying, sometimes the canned stuff has added sugar, but in general... Canned, frozen, and dried fruit have all the same nutrients as fresh fruit, and it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm guessing the produce industry is behind that.
I just think as far as your body digesting stuff, dried fruit's a mother.
Yeah.
It is delicious,
though. Kind of tough to get down.
It is.
Through the whole
canal. Get down.
Yeah. But, if you're making smoothies and stuff, there's nothing wrong with having frozen berries. That way it doesn't go bad, that we don't feel bad about buying.
I hate doing it with the frozen berries.
Well,
if you're just eating them.
Yeah. Yeah, same difference.
But that was one of those ones that went around for a while. I think I think that one really got popular too when it was like you got to eat everything organic. And people talk about how much weight they lost, how much healthier they were organic. And it's like, well, you can still eat crappy food that's organic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's the same thing.
For
like,
sure. For sure.
Just eat some fruits. Plant-based milk is way healthier than cow's milk. Again, myth number two. It does have fewer calories and less fat, but cow's milk has twice the protein, and some of the plant-based versions have added salt and sugar, so be careful.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
Right, and this is just what America did with all our food in the 80s, right? It's like we took all the fat out of everything and pumped everything full of sugar and salt,
right.
And then diabetes.
Because
all
you had to say
chart.
Was fat-free.
Yeah.
And right. cow's milk is literally made to sustain a life, so it's got everything in there.
Especially if you're a cow.
Yeah. Now, if you want to talk about the differences between cow's milk, I have seen some stuff where it's like you could tell the difference between a cow that ate corn and a cow that ate grass.
Okay.
The flavor of the milk.
Hmm.
But I think you could tell that, too, with grass-fed beef and this and that.
Grassy.
Never give a toddler peanuts. We used to think that eating them too early gave kids allergies. Now experts think it's the exact opposite.
I've always assumed it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, feeding them stuff with peanuts might help them avoid allergies.
That just seems logical. Doesn't mean it's right, but that always seemed illogic to me. Like, right. if you avoid this for most of the time, then experiencing it's going to, you know, let's like it can calluses on your hands.
It's at a time when they're building their immune system. So
right. That's kind of the entire, like the first mm-hmm. 2 years, they're really, their body's swinging for the cages when it
you
comes
bet.
To building their immune system. That's part of the reason they do suckle for mom, because she passes down all this, quote unquote, good bacteria, all this right. stuff. Yeah. So that's
yeah.
freaking out. Jesus.
Take your kid to a bar where you can throw the peanut shells on the ground, or a restaurant. Yeah. Throw the peanut shells
yes,
on the ground.
Take them to the bar. Get him some whiskey. Get his tolerance up.
Yeah, right? Learn him up good. All right, Mike, take off your headphones. VD's going to be fired up about this
oh,
one.
Boy. Okay.
Myth number four. It's hard for vegetarians to get enough protein.
Well,
as long as you...
I don't believe that. I mean, with beans and tofu and...
Well, it's a myth.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good point.
As long as you eat a mix of vegetables, it's easier than most people think. Nuts, grains, and beans have a lot of protein.
So does meat.
Yeah. 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 Myth five on this, these are five nutritional myths doctors are sick of hearing. Basic nutritional advice changes constantly, right? And it does.
Sure.
And they're just saying the basic advice hasn't changed much since the 50s. Don't eat too much. Try to eat more plants than meat. Right, mm-hmm. If you eat more calories than 2,000 in a day, you're obviously not going to lose weight, probably gain weight.
You know what, you're right. Like the basis of what it is to eat healthy really hasn't changed. Everything we look for now is how to tweak it to give us an excuse to not stick to it, right?
Right.
Correct.
Like, I hear what you're saying, man, but what if I...
And people's bodies are different. There's some, you know what I mean? Some people eat a lot more protein than others and this and that. And it also, I think it depends on the person, too. Whatever. I mean, look. Whatever you can do, whatever you can eat or whatever, just keep you healthy, if it works.
Do that.
Stick with it.
That's why
right?
bugs.
It's pretty simple. Now, this one's kind of funny. Talking about Diet Coke. I know a lot of people, Diet Coke doesn't seem nearly as big as it was. I'm with Miles. I still like the taste of a Diet
yeah,
Coke.
Yeah, I do too.
But you will get drunker faster if you drink Diet Coke as the mixer than regular Coke. This according from a doctor in the UK. He says it's all about the sugar versus artificial sweetener.
Well, I gave it a challenge.
The sugar in regular Coke makes it so your stomach empties slower into the small intestine, which slows down the alcohol as it goes into your bloodstream. Diet Coke's artificial sweeteners don't slow things down, so don't slow it down the same way.
Right.
Basically, think about it this way, right? And everybody knows this, right? You go out drinking, you don't eat any food, you have an empty stomach. You're going to get hammered.
Right.
You're going to get hammered quicker, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why, you know, the early morning, sometimes having mimosas or you're at a tailgate, it's like, yeah, we got to eat some food. So it's basically the same theory. There's nothing in there to slow it down.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, some people, I think, just drink. I mean, I used to love a Captain and Diet just because it mixed well, but yeah, it's also going to get you drunker quicker.
Now you really know why you
really
like
do
it,
that. It's just not as sweet. It doesn't taste as much as like a regular one. So like if you do like a Jack and Coke. It's kind of really sweet.
Yeah, and like as time's gone on, it's weird. As we read that study last week that said spirit sales, like liquor is up.
Yeah.
But I feel
top
nowadays,
beer for the first time ever, right?
Yeah, like nowadays though, I feel like people either get cocktails. Like I don't feel like I meet as many Jack and Coke drinkers
right,
as
exactly.
I used to.
Yeah.
But they've introduced so many cocktails and the fact that they have, what do you guys drink? All White Claw.
Also,
stuff
they always
like that,
drop
right?
a cocktail menu on you.
They do, for
when
sure.
When you go to a bar. So, I mean, you're looking at that thing like, I'll just get that. It sounds
well,
great.
And like, look, there's always people like whiskeys and bourbons, but now it's become a very, like, cool thing. So I think a lot of people stopped adding any mixers. They're just drinking liquor.
Yep. Ted, somebody, a texter, just chimed in with something that you just went through the myths that doctors are debunking. It says, that's why I drink booze. It doubles my vision.
Oh, nice.
That's thank you, man.
Doubles your
vision. I can see twice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What did you see? The Major Look Twice, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. Sorry, someone just typed in porca, the inadvertent whale porn. Well done.
All right, so my buddies and I went out to a park, like, to hit up the river or whatever, and we're just kind of hanging out on the park benches. And while we're hanging out and talking, I look over. I see this kid come out of the bushes like he was coming up from the river. And he was pretty young, but he jumps up out of the bushes and just drops trout and starts taking a turd right there out in the open. And, like, there's all of us hanging out. There's other people at the park. And I had to take a double take. And I, out loud, I was like, hold on. He's pooping.
Okay.
Like, I yelled this out loud. So all my buddies and I, we start laughing. The kid looks up and looks at me while he's pooping. And then everyone else is looking around, too, at me or the kid. And I'm just like, is no one else seeing this right now?
How old was the kid?
He was maybe 10. He looks pretty young.
Yeah, but at 10 years old, it's a teachable lesson. Hey, dude, stay in the bushes when you poop, man. But don't walk in front of everyone.
He was covered from the people at the river, at least.
Yeah, you got to make a decision. I feel like there had to be just enough foliage. Maybe people even know what you're doing because they see you, like, shoulders up. And I'm okay with that. Like, yeah, I'm pooping. Yep. But it's like being in a stall. I know you recognize my shoes, but I don't leave the door open.
Right. I mean, I've been out in the woods with people who got off the trail maybe by 30 feet, but you can still kind of see them down there pooping.
You can, but again, I appreciate the door. It's like when you go through downtown, you know some guy's taking a leak outside, but typically they turn their back to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you're going up a trail and someone's just standing there waiting, you know damn well their buddy's in the bushes.
Taking it down.
Exactly. What did you see that made you look twice? 206-803-ROCK.
I just went from a buddy.
Yeah, you know what he's doing.
Dropping a heater.
We call him Poopy Lou.
And you know, you got to go if you're going to stop halfway through a hike.
Yes,
go
that is correct.
And that's the worst.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So I got two.
All right.
My first one was driving down I-5 and seeing some dude pleasuring himself
in a vehicle or just
driving.
While he was driving.
Are you a truck driver?
Yes.
So you got the angle on all that stuff.
Yes.
Don't you just feel like people could wait? You know what I mean? Like, dude, I know sometimes we get super duper duper doubled down horny. I get it. And all we want to do is touch ourselves. I get it. But like, if you're on I-5, if you're on a country road, knock yourself out. Like,
I think that's more dangerous.
You're on I-5, brother. You know what I mean?
I did it on 95.
Did you?
Yeah.
And then the second one was going down I-80. There was a woman in the passenger side, a male in the driver's side, mouth hug, and I don't know how to say it on the air, but a little finger action.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
And he was driving.
And he was driving.
That's a skilled driver. I'd be like, you can do one or the other, but if you do both, we're going off the road.
Are you afraid if you honk, you'll wreck the car? I mean, I know you got a lot of horn.
Have you ever honked at anyone when you catch them doing that stuff?
It's like, what did I just see? What am I supposed to do about it?
You're supposed to get honk on the CD and tell CB and tell everybody behind you that if honk they get up to this mile marker, honk that's what at you're going to see.
I'm telling you, man. Because look, if it's that like good, I'm not
Wyoming stopped or something like that, so it did nothing. So
yeah, well,
nobody.
I think location has a lot to do with that. If you're in the most least populated but one of the largest states, probably one of the better opportunities you're going to have as far as a straight road.
Yeah,
nobody else on it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I bet you that Tesla auto driving and all the rest of those auto driving cars has probably sent a definite increase in the number of people.
Oh, sure.
Getting down. Because I'll be like, hey, babe, I'm going hands-free. You know what to do.
Yeah,
just my hands behind my head. Like, yeah, that's right.
What would you feel more confident? Somebody doing that or someone sleeping? Yeah. What did you see that made you look twice? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tara. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So I'm a bartender, and I was just, you know, walking through the bar one day, and I look over my shoulder, and I see a regular looking at a picture on his phone of his own, you know, Johnson. Thank
you. But how do you know it was his penis?
Yeah.
Are you speculating?
Afterwards, I had to ask him.
Oh, you straight up asked. All right.
Was that because it was impressive?
Yeah.
Is that one? Is that yours? Yeah, that's
yeah,
mine.
No, that's exactly how it went down. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Do you think that's part of the reason he did it, knowing
maybe
that someone's going to come over and be like, dude, are you looking at your own penis? Knowing he has a great one, say, yeah, that's mine.
You know, usually I'd say yes, but knowing the guy, I'm going to say no.
You just think he was admiring himself.
I think maybe he was scrolling, but he just hesitated a little bit or something. But
it's just my best shot.
Is this an unassuming, a big penis guy?
I would say yeah. Definitely. Right. That's why I looked twice. I wouldn't have
looked
twice. Okay.
That narrows it down right there.
Now, did you look at him differently after that?
Well, duh.
All right. Did you ever go out with him?
No.
Did he get a nickname? Did he get a nickname after you saw this? Like, among you and the other bartenders, did you have a nickname that maybe you don't say to him, but like, I don't know, Big Rod Larry's coming.
No, he asked me not to tell anybody.
All right, that's fair enough.
So you called a radio show and shared it with hundreds of thousands of people.
But now you know this guy's got a monster hog on him.
Right.
Obviously, you inquired about it, so you're interested in the damn thing. What was it about him?
I was just curious.
Well, but what was it about him that made you go, no?
Right.
The mustache.
Really?
That's it. That's all it was.
If he knew that, he would have been shaved the next day.
If he was clean shaven, you would have given him a shot.
No.
He would not have. So there's more than just the mustache.
I guess so, huh?
All right. Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Admiring his own penis. I like that. Oh, look at that. Look at that thing.
Don't tell anybody as I sit in a bar and scroll on my phone looking at my
penis. You're sitting in a bar looking at your own penis. I don't think privacy is
something. Woman's at the bar looking at a picture of her breasts. They are amazing.
Don't tell anyone.
They're large. You're looking at them. You know what I mean? And there they are. You ask her, are those yours? Well, yes, they are. Then there's flirty activity there. What's the deal breaker?
Her mustache. Just like Tara.
Yeah, you know what? Mustache.
Her mustache. That's the only thing I can
think
of. I
dated a woman with a mustache, not a deal breaker.
I mean, maybe he just...
Her name was Jeff.
I mean, I think she's pretty honest. Like, hey, he had a huge shot, so he just wasn't good looking.
He's just ugly.
Right?
Not the best looking woman, but great big giant breasts.
Ugly man, big penis.
See, I'm still like, yeah. It's like going to an amusement park that has one good ride. You're still in an amusement park.
Sure,
you can do something.
Want more of the Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Well, there he is. Down in his dungeon basement studio bar, the one and only Ryan Castle. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. You guys ever, Thrill, you got kids. You ever watch a Disney movie and realize, like, there's a lot of stuff in there for the adults, right? That the
Not
kids just don't get.
Disney, but Pixar for sure. Actually, just
Pixar
this past weekend,
job.
I just watched, Puss in Boots in the name alone, but.
Yes.
The Final Wish, whatever. Watched it with the kid. I was dying laughing. There were certainly some things where they said, we know you're watching, adults.
Mm-hmm.
This one's
cool.
For you.
Cool.
Or here's one for you. You go back and watch old Looney Tunes cartoons.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Wow,
yeah.
That is real, real racist.
And if you haven't done it, yes, and if you haven't done it as an adult, you realize there were so many jokes you missed as a kid. Because I watched that predominantly as a kid. Then as you get older, you're like, oh, my God. Like,
I cannot believe you got away with saying it. Still funny.
And some of that stuff was, again, real, real racist.
Yeah.
So this is sort of, Sit and Spin today is sort of in line with that, although this is not stuff that was made for kids that had like hidden gems in it for adults. These are adults doing adult stuff, but kids, you know, they hear these songs and they make their own assumptions about them, or maybe it goes completely over their head and they just like the beat.
Well, that's what I was going
to
say.
Then you grow up and you listen to the song again, you go, oh God, that's filthy. I had no idea.
Right. The stroke from Billy Squire. I mean, even as a kid.
We all sing.
I thought it was a great song. I sang along, you know. I mean, I knew Big Balls from AC/DC.
That's right there
in your face, but there was a lot of tunes where you just don't know.
Talking about like ballroom dancing and parties.
You know, I hear my kids singing all the pop crap now. Obviously, I don't know it. I'm old and I don't care. But they'll be in the back of the car singing, and my wife and I have to look at each other, and we just go, they don't know.
They don't have no idea.
We know what they just said, but they have no idea.
Metaphors about sexual metaphors and innuendo are lost on the youth, for sure. Sure. And maybe that's best.
Right. Or maybe it's not. And they're like, can you believe our parents let us sing this?
Or it's right in your face, like sexual healing from Marvin Gaye. I mean,
he said it.
You knew right then and there.
Sexual healing.
And no one cared. It's like, this is an awesome
I think Marvin
thing.
Gaye was one of the first people to really come out and just be real overt and forward about it, too. Like, there's no innuendo here. There's no metaphor. I'm talking about baby making. Mm-hmm.
But today we've got songs that maybe initially you didn't know that it was sexual.
Yeah, so they put together, there was a list on Reddit. People talked about songs they had no idea were overtly sexual when they were young, and then they realized it as they were adults.
Okay. So today on Sit and Spin, we've got 10 songs you didn't realize are about the sexy.
10, number 10.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon.
I know we've covered this one before. And I respect that these people, they're singing about basically a nooner. Just bend over the coffee table and go to town.
Sure.
But there's still, we were just talking about Marvin Gaye. There's still nothing like sexual about the song. This does not get
this
me
This song
in the
does
mood.
Not sound sexy at all.
No, so they almost ruin sex. Like, hey, do you want to have sex in the middle of the afternoon? Normally I'd say yeah, but if you sing this to me, I'd be like, no.
Well, the problem with the song is,
if a woman referred to sex with me as a delight, I don't know if I would take that as a compliment or not.
Oh, I would. It's delightful. You're welcome.
Ryan? Oh, no, that is just a delight.
I think the ultimate litmus test is, could
it
you have sex?
It almost sounds condescending, doesn't it?
Could you have sex when the song is on?
I mean, I feel like it would be more distracting. There's no real beat. Sure. And then it sounds so singy. I don't know.
I don't even think I can trust my hips this low.
The post on Reddit said there's actually a scene in Glee where apparently they did this song on Glee, the TV show, where the teacher sings this thinking it's about having dessert in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. These are 10 songs you didn't realize are about the sex.
Number 9. She's my
terrible. Oh, come on.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this song pretty blatant. You know, I was of the age that maybe I didn't know everything at that point, but I knew what this song was about.
Well the video kind of.
Any doubt.
I'm assuming
they actually mentioned
a redhead, maybe?
Now, they mentioned in the post they thought it was he and the pretty girl in the video just really liked pie.
Oh,
all right.
I see.
I think they both did, just one differently.
Caution, filling hot.
Oh.
these are 10 songs you didn't realize are about the sex.
Eight, number 8.
Baby, you're much too fast.
Yeah, I think a pocket full of Trojans and some of them used was kind of a tell.
And it's Prince, so just assume that it's like Prince and Rick James. Like, I don't care what they're singing about. It's about sex. Yeah, right. If they sang the national anthem, you'd be like, I have an erection. I don't know why.
I think Rick might have had a couple cocaine tunes, too.
And why?
Because he's having sex. Yes, right. Exactly.
These are 10 songs.
That's hard to do when you're doing cocaine.
It sure is. Eating food, having sex.
Seven, number 7.
In all fairness, when this song came out, she is in workout attire.
Yeah, the leg warmers.
And she's like doing the Jane Fonda workout.
Right, so as a child, I really thought like, okay, exercise and
presidential physical fitness test.
Right,
and she's just
stuff.
Promoting, you know, health and feeling good and all those things. And
Yeah, that's what they say on Reddit. They saw the music video and just thought it was about getting into physical exercise.
Which
is not untrue.
Yeah,
that's true. Burned a few calories here.
10 songs you didn't realize are about just the sex.
Number six. I took you to the candy shop.
I let you lick the lolly shop. Wow! Think about if you're a kid. You heard this when you're a kid. You're like, candy? I like Macklemore, dude. Why not? I like candy.
He likes...
As a kid, if I played this for my kids, 12 and 10, and I played... So here's the thing with the kids. I feel like when you get to the verse of songs, even if he's being overt, they just say the words, but all they really want to do is sing the chorus. But I'm telling you, in their mind, they're just thinking like...
What does your kid ask you for a candy stick?
He wouldn't even know what it... He would, see, here's the problem. My son would ask, Dad, what is a candy stick? And I'd say, it's your penis, son. Changes the whole song. I'm not going to lie to you. It's your penis. All right?
So the post says, I realized he was talking about a brothel, and the lollipop he would let them lick doesn't have sugar on it in the inside of it.
It could. Yeah. Not on the inside. Wouldn't that be a blow pop?
Oh, come on.
How many licks does it take? 10 songs you didn't realize are about the sex.
Number five.
Yes, this is the Rihanna song, Shut Up and Drive. Was this in a Disney movie? Someone seemed to think it was in a Disney movie.
Yes, it was.
They really thought it was actually about cars.
It was in Wreck-It Ralph.
Well, yeah. Why would a kid assume, oh, it's Wreck-It Ralph, has to be about sex?
Yeah. Sounds like she doesn't like a lot of sexual talk in bed.
You said this was in Wreck-It Ralph?
So, yeah.
If this song is in Wreck-It Ralph, that would tell me that Wreck-It Ralph stands for something entirely different.
Yeah, he's wrecking it.
Yeah,
those jokes are made of plenty.
Yeah. 10 songs you didn't realize are about the sex.
Number four.
Two things. One, this is the 7,000th time the song has shown up on Sit and Spin in the 15 years we've been doing it, so I think that's pretty cool. Also,
I, some kind of
I had no idea this song was about the sex. I found that out today with the rest of you.
Oh, I've heard that this is a song about her boyfriend goes off into the military and she has her way with everyone in town.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's about a lady getting with like a dozen different guys while her boyfriend is off serving in the military.
And obviously all the guys singing were those guys. Yes.
They all know her. They're singing it from their perspective oh, yeah, she's hot. She gets it done.
Mm-hmm. She easy.
10 songs you didn't realize
I had no idea.
Are about the sex.
So where does the dance come?
Number three. She's a fun night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
I mean, I love this song, but...
The poor, naive, ignorant soul who posted this song said, I thought it was about online gambling.
Okay. 10 songs you didn't realize are about the sexy time.
Two, number two. When you call my name, it's that good to prayer. I'm down on my knees.
And that's the line that you need to take away from this. I'm down on my knees.
I want to take you there.
Thanks, Madonna.
It's kind of like a prayer, like praying, but not really like praying.
I mean, you know, attendance at the church would go through the roof if that's what praying were
Communion.
About.
Communion!
I'm here! I am part of every religious denomination. Just tell me you pray.
What is this wafer anyway? These are 10 songs you didn't realize about the sex. Man, it's number one.
Number one. If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friend.
So remember at the beginning of the segment where I said none of this was actually made for children? This was made for children. Mm-hmm. I think this is what schools really were.
This is
song,
a great
apparently,
video.
Zigga Zig Ah is an orgasm.
Oh. Oh, how did we not know that?
I did not know that.
I was not aware of that, probably because I'm not really in the Spice Girls demo and never was.
Yeah.
Did you hear their song, Hummin' a Hummin' a
Zigga Zigga Ga? Good times. Brian Castle, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. There you go with
Thanks,
10
guys.
Songs you didn't realize that are about the sex.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Hello, Ted. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, Petola.
Hola. Ted, sober, not sober.
Just got home, about ready to make myself a drink.
All right, Ted. Welcome to Big Dummy.
That's my excuse for sobriety.
Men's Room poll. Will you look 10 years younger, eat without gaining weight, be 3 inches taller, or have a lot of money, Ted?
Oh, let's take the money.
Take the money.
Take the money.
Okay.
Guys are giving it pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ted, here's your question. Vermilion is a shade of what color?
Purple.
Green. Blue.
We're literally just throwing darts at the color wheel, man. Like, we don't know. It's red.
All right. Vermilion.
I only looked it up because somebody was saying something on TV. I heard vermilion. I'm like, I know. You know what? What the hell color are they talking about? Because I certainly don't know.
That's a good call. Yeah, I have no idea.
Sure, people like chartreuse, vermilion. There's a few that you hear all the time, and I'm like, but honest to God, I don't even know what shade. And I don't know if it's dark red, bright red, light red.
It's the color of guilt.
The color of guilt. Is that from a...
I Met Your Mother.
I was thinking Inside Out. I guess guilt wasn't one of the characters.
I thought that was just Mike in general.
My bad. Color of guilt.
Color of guilt.
Can that be a t-shirt? Vermilion, the color of guilt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
And the color of your eye. All right, your question. England, France, the Netherlands, Russia, and Spain all formed colonies that would later become the territory of what other country? So England, France, the Netherlands, Russia, Spain. They all formed colonies that later became the territory of what other country?
USSR.
So close, you got the first two letters right. United States.
Oh.
Oh.
In English colonies, obviously. But before all the right. English colonies, you had the Netherlands, the Dutch settling here.
Oh, so yeah.
Right. We had the Louisiana Purchase from French.
French.
We got Alaska from Russia. Mm-hmm. Then we got Puerto Rico and a few other territories, I believe, from Spain. So thank you, other countries. All right. All right. Your question. What digit does not exist in Roman numerals?
Zero.
Okay.
Nice it's one job. Of those, if you overthink it, you'll never figure it out.
Nice job.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I knew that one. Didn't overthink it.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Liar.
Game is Big Dumb, 8206-803 Rod.
I'm just saying. Nobody's ever said Roman numeral zero.
Zero, right. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Tom, sober, not sober.
Sober. I'm at work.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy.
Again, here's my sobriety excuse.
Yeah, gotta work. Pick one on our men's room poll there, Tom. Look 10 years younger, eat without gaining weight, be 3 inches taller, or have a lot of money.
Eat without gaining weight.
All right. I like it. All right. Steak you want.
Actually, I'm a vegetarian, you son of a bitch.
I get to eat all the vegetables I want.
It's probably handfuls.
That would suck.
It really would.
I mean, without gaining weight, but I'm a vegan.
Same thing. For cauliflower, fried buffalo cauliflower every night.
Yep, there you go. Exactly. All right, this is kind of a long question, but follow along. What nickname was given to the skeleton of the Piltdown Man discovered in 1912? It was later determined to be a hoax attempting to trick scientists into believing that they'd found the lost connection between humans and apes.
Very missing long. Link?
Damn, Tom.
My man just
nice
nailed it.
Nice job.
How smart are you? Let's give you a 50-50 here. Good work, by the way.
Why, thanks. Well, I am the Carnegie Mellon guy who calls once in a while.
Okay, well, that explains a lot. All right. It is illegal to get married in Nebraska if you have an STD. True or false?
I would say true.
What?
If you have an STD.
I mean, an active one?
I don't know.
What does that mean exactly?
You might have a window to get married.
Right.
Baby, we're going to have to elope.
Exactly.
We can't really schedule a date.
You got to get rid of these crabs first.
Right.
Man. Come on.
Come on. Come on, man. Yeah, I don't know how to work that out. But if you have herpes, I haven't had an outbreak in 12 years.
All of a sudden, the stress and everything else. Next thing you know, you're like, no.
I got to call off the wedding again, babe.
We're going to Vegas, man.
It's not you. It's the herpes. Hello, Cindy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Cindy, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. Just got home.
Again, the excuses for sobriety. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Cindy, pick one. Look 10 years younger. Eat without gaining weight. Be 3 inches taller or have a lot of money.
Money.
Thank you, money.
Money.
All right. How tall are you?
5'4".
5'4". Okay, yeah. So the height doesn't really matter that much. How about, how old are you?
A woman never tells her age.
I see. Mm-hmm. So you're 20. That's why I didn't pick that one.
You're plenty 9 years old.
Okay.
There you go.
That's what my mother says. I'm plenty 9.
Well, it's a good thing we can't see it, because then I'd make a comment.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to guess. Yeah, ooh, let's see.
I'm going to go 59.
Hey, can I just say something?
Sure.
Miles will be offered a referral fee for his solar when I give him a call.
But I owe you more money?
I said you will get a referral. You are, she's taking a referral for your solar.
Oh. Okay, well,
yeah,
thank you.
My husband was your salesperson.
Oh, sweet. I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thanks, Eddie. Nice. Just to let you know. So Miles checks on his phone every day, like where his how his solar's doing.
Big solar day for me today.
I was going to say, it's sunny today, so he's like, it's
killing
just it up.
Absolutely
man.
Killing it today. Look at that. Look at all that power I'm making.
It's a $500 referral fee, so I can call you with details if you have somebody in mind.
I can do that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he's been quite excited.
Mm-hmm. Very excited.
You think he got a new sex toy. It's like, no, he's just talking about his solar panels, man.
That's right.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
well, that's why eat I that energy up. You guys again.
Eat that solar radiation, you son of a bitch, daddy like. All right, here's your question.
Okay.
Omaha, Kansas City, and Sioux City, aside from being dull, all lie on which river?
The Nebraska River?
Give me that again.
Omaha, Kansas City, and Sioux City. Nope.
Missouri?
Nope. Missouri.
Missouri.
I'm sorry, the Missouri River.
Never want to go.
Missouri
River.
Missouri. All right, how'd you do in school there, Cindy?
Fair to Midland.
Okay, see if you can remember this one. What is the point at which...
Potty mouth, Cindy, come on now.
Once again, bedroom powers, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother... and... Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
All right, solar power potty mouth. The point at which two lines meet to form an angle.
A triangle? I don't know.
The axis?
Nope. The vertex.
The vertex.
Yeah, I would have never got it.
The cervix.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Vertex.
2 points are meeting right there. My tongue.
Wow.
That's what I taught in school when we were growing up. All right. Your question, what young actor played Forrest Gump's son in the movie? Wait for it. Yeah. Wait for it. Forrest Gump.
It was the guy that was on The Sixth Sense.
Yes, it was.
I see dead people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You got it.
Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, well done.
Nice job, Cindy. Nice job.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hard of a minute, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and steam a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unidentified valet from the Crown Towers Hotel in Perth, Australia. Now, if you are a sports car enthusiast, you will envy this valet because over the weekend, he got to sit behind the wheel of a Lamborghini Aventador LP784 Ultimate. Only 600 were made, and they cost around $500,000, which is why you don't own one. Anyway, the valet had the opportunity to park the Lamborghini Aventador LP784 Ultimate, and he promptly crashed it into another car. But the worst part is that the other car was another $500,000 Lamborghini Aventador LP784 Ultimate. Two cars. $1 million in damage.
Damn.
Think about it. Now, his complaint was that the accelerator and the brake pedal were too close together. Sports car enthusiasts say that's what happens in high-profile sports cars. Think about this. They only made 600 of these things. You get to get behind the wheel of one, and it's not even like he was trying to take it on a joyride. He's literally just trying to go with a half block to wherever they park these things and slammed into another car of equal value. So now there's 598 left, so I'm sure the price has gone up.
That's wild.
That is, I think you get fired for that.
Just the number game involved in that happening is astronomical. It's like hitting the Powerball.
It is, because it's, but now they said this hotel, I guess, is like, you know, 6-star kind of place.
Right.
So people with that kind of money stay there. But still, the odds of hitting that exact same car again, you might hit a Rolls Royce, something like that.
But a Lamborghini doesn't seem like the ultimate travel vehicle to go spend the night at a hotel. Like, I'm on a road trip, you know, I'm not sure that I got the Lambo. Maybe if I'm going to dinner.
Especially in Australia.
Maybe if I'm taking a drive. But like to park it in a... Yeah.
Where is it? Is the hotel in the city?
I believe, as best I can tell from the pictures, it is. It looked kind of a busy area, but I really don't know. But yeah, he had a bad day.
Bad day.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Hello, Ted. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, Pachola.
Hola. Ted, sober, not sober.
Just got home, about ready to make myself a drink.
All right, Ted, welcome to Big Dummy.
That's my excuse for sobriety.
Men's Room poll. Will you look 10 years younger, eat without gaining weight, be 3 inches taller, or have a lot of money, Ted?
Oh, let's take the money.
Take the money.
Okay. Guys, you gave it pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Ted, here's your question. Vermilion is a shade of what color?
Purple.
Green. Blue.
We're literally just throwing darts at the color wheel now. Like, we don't know. It's red.
All right. Vermilion.
I only looked it up because somebody was saying something on TV. I heard vermilion. I'm like, I know. You know what? What the hell color are they talking about? Because I certainly don't know.
That's a good call. Yeah, I have no idea.
Sure, people like chartreuse, vermilion. There's a few that you hear all the time, and I'm like, but honest to God, I don't even know what shade. And I don't know if it's dark red, bright red, light red.
It's the color of guilt.
The color of guilt. Is that from a...
I Met Your Mother.
I was thinking Inside Out. I guess guilt wasn't one of the characters.
I thought that was just Mike in general.
My bad.
The color of guilt.
Can that be a t-shirt? Vermilion, the color of guilt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
The color of your eye. All right, your question. England, France, the Netherlands, Russia, and Spain all formed colonies that would later become the territory of what other country? So England, France, the Netherlands, Russia, Spain. They all formed colonies that later became the territory of what other country?
USSR.
So close. You got the first two letters right. United States.
Oh.
The English colonies, obviously. But before the English colonies, you had the Netherlands, the Dutch settling here. Right. We had the Louisiana Purchase from
French.
We got Alaska from Russia. Mm-hmm. Then we got Puerto Rico and a few other territories, I believe, from Spain. So thank you, other countries. All right. Your question. What digit does not exist in Roman numerals?
Zero.
Okay.
It's one of those, if you overthink it, you'll never figure it out.
Nice job.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I knew that one. Didn't overthink it.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Liar.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rod.
I'm just saying. Nobody's ever said Roman numeral zero.
Zero, right. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Tom, sober, not sober.
Sober. I'm at work.
All right, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy.
Again, here's my sobriety excuse.
Gotta work. Pick one. On our men's room poll there, Tom, look 10 years younger, eat without gaining weight, be 3 inches taller, or have a lot of money.
Eat without gaining weight.
All right. I like it. All right. Steak you want.
Actually, I'm a vegetarian, you son of a bitch.
I get to eat all the vegetables I want.
Just by the handfuls.
That would suck.
It really would.
I can eat without gaining weight, but I'm a vegan.
Same thing. Cauliflower, fried buffalo cauliflower every night.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. All right, this is kind of a long question, but follow along. What nickname was given to the skeleton of the Piltdown Man discovered in 1912? It was later determined to be a hoax attempting to trick scientists into believing that they'd found the lost connection between humans and apes.
Missing link?
Damn, Tom.
My man just nailed it.
Nice job.
How smart are you? Let's give you a 50-50 here. Good work, by the way.
Why, thanks. Well, I am the Carnegie Mellon guy who calls once in a while.
Okay, well, that explains a lot. All right, it is illegal to get married in Nebraska if you have an STD. True or false?
I would say true.
What?
If you have an STD.
I mean, an active one?
I don't know.
What does that mean exactly?
You might have a window to get married.
Right.
Baby, we're going to have to elope.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't really schedule a date.
You got to get rid of these crabs first.
Right.
Man. Come on.
Come on, come on, man. Yeah, I don't know how to work that out. But if you have herpes, I haven't had an outbreak in 12 years.
The stress and everything else. Next thing you know, you're like, no.
I got to call off the wedding again, babe.
We're going to Vegas, man.
It's not you. It's the herpes. Hello, Cindy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Cindy, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. Just got home.
Again, the excuses for sobriety. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Cindy, pick one. Look 10 years younger, eat without gaining weight, be 3 inches taller, or have a lot of money.
Money.
Take the money.
Money.
Right. How tall are you?
5'4".
5'4". Okay, yeah. So the height doesn't really matter that much. How about, how old are you?
A woman never tells her age.
I see it. So you're 20. That's why I didn't pick that one.
You're plenty 9 years old.
Okay.
There you go.
That's what my mother says. I'm plenty 9.
Well, it's a good thing we can't see it because then I make a comment.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to guess. Yes, ooh, let's see.
I'm going to go 59.
Hey, can I just say something?
Sure.
Miles will be offered a referral fee for his solar when I give him a call.
But I owe you more money?
I said you will get a referral. You are, she's taking a referral for your solar.
Oh. Okay, well, thank you.
My husband was your salesperson.
Oh, sweet. I appreciate that.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Eddie.
Just to let you know. So Miles checks on his phone every day, like where how his solar's doing.
Big solar day for me today.
I was going to say, it's sunny today, so he's like, it's
killing it. It's absolutely killing it today. Look at that. Look at all that power I'm making.
It's a $500 referral fee, so I can call you with details if you have somebody in mind.
All right, yeah. I can do that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he's been quite excited.
Mm-hmm. Very excited.
You think he got a new sex toy. It's like, no, he's just talking about his solar panels, man.
That's right.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
well, that's why eat that energy. You guys again.
Eat that solar radiation, you son of a bitch. Daddy-like. All right. Here's your question.
Okay.
Omaha, Kansas City, and Sioux City, aside from being dull, all lie on which river?
The Nebraska River?
Give me that again.
Omaha, Kansas City, and Sioux City. Nope.
Missouri? Nope.
Missouri.
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 I'm sorry, the Missouri River.
Never want to go.
Missouri River.
Missouri. Oh. All right, how'd you do in school there, Cindy?
Fair to Midland.
Okay, see if you can remember this one. What is the point at which...
Potty mouth, Cindy, come on now.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't potty say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, solar power potty mouth. The point at which two lines meet to form an angle.
A triangle? I don't know.
The axis?
Nope. The vertex.
The vertex.
Yeah, I would have never guessed.
The cervix.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Vertex.
2 points of meat right there. My tongue.
Wow.
That's what I taught in school when we were growing up. All right. Your question, what young actor played Forrest Gump's son in the movie? Wait for it. Wait for it. Forrest Gump.
It was the guy that was on The Sixth Sense.
Yes, it was.
I see dead people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You got it.
Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, well done.
Nice job, Cindy. Nice job.
Connect with the guys. Find The Men's Room at facebook.com/The Men's Room. Now, back to The Men's Room on The Men's Room Radio Network.
Part of a minute, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and steam a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unidentified valet from the Crown Towers Hotel in Perth, Australia. Now, if you are a sports car enthusiast, you will envy this valet because over the weekend, he got to sit behind the wheel of a Lamborghini Aventador LP784 Ultimate. Only 600 were made, and they cost around $500,000, which is why you don't own one. Anyway, the valet had the opportunity to park the Lamborghini Aventador LP784 Ultimate, and he promptly crashed it into another car. But the worst part is that the other car was another $500,000 Lamborghini Aventador LP784 Ultimate. Two cars, $1 million in damage.
Damn.
Think about it. Now, his complaint was that the accelerator and the brake pedal were too close together. Sports car enthusiasts say that's what happens in high-profile sports cars. Think about this. They only made 600 of these things. You get to get behind the wheel of one, and it's not even like he was trying to take it on a joyride. He's literally just trying to go with a half block to wherever they park these things and slammed into another car of equal value. So now there's 598 left, so I'm sure the price has gone up.
That's wild.
That is, I think you get fired for that.
Just the number game involved in that happening is astronomical. It's like hitting the Powerball.
It is, because this hotel, I guess, is like, you know, 6-star kind of place.
Right.
So people with that kind of money stay there. But still, the odds of hitting that exact same car again, you might hit a Rolls Royce, something like that.
But Lamborghini doesn't seem like the ultimate travel vehicle to go spend the night at a hotel. Like, I'm on a road trip, you know, I'm not sure that I got the Lambo. Maybe if I'm going to dinner.
Especially in Australia.
Maybe if I'm taking a drive. But like to park it in a... Yeah.
Where is it? Is the hotel in the city?
As best I can tell from the pictures, it is. It looked kind of a busy area, but I really don't know. But yeah, he had a bad day.
Bad day.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.